Hope 103.2 podcast.
Good morning. This is Chris Witt, and it's a great joy to share morning devotions today. I like the story of a Jewish man who goes to his rabbi and complains. He said, "Life is unbearable. There's nine of us living in one room. What can I do?" The rabbi says, "Take your goat into the room with you." The man's dumbfounded and amazed, and he insists, "No, do as I say and come back in a week's time." Well, a week later, he comes back looking more distraught than before. "We can't stand it," he says to the rabbi. "The goat is noisy and filthy." And the rabbi says, "Go home and let the goat out, and then come back in a week." Well, a happy man returns to the rabbi 1 week later. "Life is beautiful," he said. "We enjoy every minute of it now that there's no goat. There's only the nine of us." I think that's a good lesson on this matter of gratitude, being grateful for what we've got, even when we don't always appreciate the facts. We're all guilty, I think, of being ungrateful, taking others for granted. If you ate breakfast this morning, you know you're better off than the 800 million people worldwide who didn't eat breakfast this morning. That's put into perspective pretty well, I think. It was the theologian Dietrich Bonhoeffer used to say, "It's only through gratitude that life becomes rich." And I think that's very accurate. The Oxford Dictionary defines gratitude as readiness to show appreciation for kindness and to return it. It doesn't mean that we see the world through rose-coloured glasses, but rather we choose to see the good things that God has blessed us with. I have an idea. We have this very strange idea of what constitutes gratitude. Gratitude is not the same as being happy. Let me explain. Gratitude's taking an honest look at the situation, and we choose to say, even in this, there is a reason to hope. So gratitude is that willingness to look for a reason to hope. Of course, there's going to be days when you can't see anything that you want to be grateful for, because life's not a musical or a movie, is it? But if you practice gratitude, I think you might find that even on a really hard day, you can find something to hope for. Now, there is a lot to be grateful for. Even armed with this knowledge, some days it's hard work, though. There are days when you can look out of your window and actually just think of all the things that you're grateful for, and there are other days that you have to look for it really hard. Gratitude's a lot like exercising. We know we should do it, we know we need to do it, and we'll be better off for doing it, but we just have this hard time fitting it into the day. How can you find time to be grateful? And what would that look like? Mahatma Gandhi once said, "We must be the change that we want to see in the world." So can we make it so that there is more to be thankful for? Yes, I think we can, but it really has to start with you and me. If you're looking for a way to put gratitude into practice, there's lots of things you can do. You can love your family. Invest time and energy in the people that you do love. Why don't you expand your borders? What's wrong with inviting a neighbour over to your place for a meal or tea or coffee? Visit an elderly person and sit and listen to those stories of the past. Or write an encouraging note or email someone that you know that is disheartened. If there's someone in need, do the grocery shopping for them. Donate to a good cause. And know that you have a unique purpose in the world. Know that you can actually make a difference. So if you're looking around your world and you don't see a lot to be grateful for, there is hope. You can have the peace that you're looking for. No one can have a perfect life, but we can find balance. So the question, where can we find hope for peace? And I think that hope for peace comes through someone we know as Jesus Christ. Jesus lived this life on earth. Hope for peace in the world and hope for your own life. I remember the terrible story back in 1998. Shannon Brown, and she was a girl who was 23, was killed tragically in a car smash. Her parents, named Jan and Jules, were devastated, but they found actually she had a gratitude journal. She used to write things that she enjoyed, her family, and over time her parents found that they could actually grieve with some sense of hope. They discovered that her daughter's life was filled with gratitude. And so there it is. Lord, we do want to have an attitude of gratitude. It's hard work, Lord, but let's be thankful for the small things. I pray for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.